right, we started recording right now, and I am so proud of the class today that you guys all did the work and memorized, excuses. One person has an excuse. Inshallah, next time you're going to be memorizing all four ayat. You know, only you will be four ayat. Everybody else will be tested on the four ayat, but you already tested on two of them today. So next time, I'll test you on all four together.
Together or just the next two?
No, together. Because I want them to be memorized as all as a block together. Because they...
Are you recording this?
Yes. Okay. What is the meaning of the word سَبَّحَ لِلَّهِ? Who knows what's the meaning of the word Subhanallah? No? Yes, go ahead. Allah is better than that. Allah is better than any description that describes Him as Allah. It's better than any descriptions that describe Him less than perfect. So, Allah is better than then blank. So, if somebody tells you Allah took a nap, what do you say? Subhanallah. Allah's better than that. If somebody tells you, if I tell you how many meals Allah eats every day, so what's the answer?
Subhanallah.
Subhanallah.
So Allah can eat whatever He wants, whenever He wants?
Huh? Allah doesn't eat.
Allah is better than that. He doesn't need to eat. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Subhanallah.
Exactly. You say Subhanallah. So when I reply with Subhanallah, if I hear any question that gives any low image of Allah, then you say Subhanallah.
Yeah, okay. So in the social studies book, last year we were learning... No, it's about Paris, okay? So we're learning about Judaism last year. Mm-hmm. So like a picture of Prophet Musa and Prophet Dawood and a bunch of other prophets.
Mm-hmm. That was probably from the Bible or something.
What?
A bunch of other prophets and then what?
Yeah, they had statues of them.
Okay.
That's probably Christian.
That was, Christian and Jews. They believe in most of the same prophets that we do.
Yes. But there is one special thing about difference between our beliefs in the prophets versus the beliefs of the Christians and Jews, that we believe that the prophets will never commit a major sin. The prophets will never commit a what?
Major sin. What about Prophet Musa? He killed that person.
Okay, that wasn't a major sin because...
It was an accident.
Yes, it's an accident.
A mistake.
He didn't intend it. Yes, and he repented. But actually, all he has to do, if he goes to court, all he has to do is a fine. He doesn't get punishment because he did not intend to kill the guy. Huh? Besides, the guy was a really bad guy.
And what about Prophet Yunus? He left.
That's a minor sin.
So then, what's the major one?
Major one, drinking wine, having
specifically,
having.
Subhanallah.
Huh? Allah is better than.
Could it be possible those statues that after Prophet Adam and actually I don't really know the prophet where he had a group of priests.
Oh yes, a group of companions. Yes.
Of them.
Prophet Idris.
Prophet Idris.
Yes.
And so, could it be possible?
No, because Allah destroyed them in the flood.
The Prophet Idris is a second prophet.
Allah destroyed those five idols in the flood. Remember, he got a flood?
Right.
Yeah, he punished them with a flood. Yes?
The Prophet Idris is a second prophet?
Second prophet, yes. Okay. After Prophet Adam. And actually, he's the third prophet because the child of Prophet Adam, which is Prophet Sheth, is the second prophet, which is the child of Prophet Adam.
Oh, you know his story?
Huh?
Can you tell us
his story? His story is nothing special about his story that was mentioned or recorded. Nothing really special. He was a righteous person, and he would guide people to the righteousness. And he didn't do much struggling because Adam was still alive, you know, and the humanity didn't go astray very much. Humanity was still, you know,
fresh.
Yeah, the corruption wasn't really so bad.
Wait, then how did Adam and his son be a prophet if he didn't really preach that much?
He did. Preached to all his children.
Wait, so the difference between a prophet and a messenger, so that the prophet teaches only in his family, and then the messenger teaches, like, everyone, like...
No, the difference, all prophets had to teach only their town, their hometown, except Prophet Muhammad, he was sent to all mankind. That is for Prophet Muhammad. But go ahead.
This isn't really related, but in social studies, we learned that the Romans, like when they went to court and they like tested people to see if they were lying or not, they would put them in the water, and if they floated, they weren't lying because the water... No, if they floated, that meant they weren't lying because the water rejected them. And then
if they floated, they were lying because the water rejected them.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so... That's superstitious. Superstitious means like something that's not true. But let's go here to the question. What's the difference between the prophet and messenger? The messenger teaches the religion of the prophet. But the prophet brings a new religion.
Wait, so the messenger pretty much gets a book. There are five messengers, right?
Yes. I mean, that we know of. But there were like... there were like 14,000-15,000 messengers that were sent.
Wait, in my Islamic studies book, it says the Prophet Prophet Nuh was the first messenger.
Was the first messenger, mashallah, that's right. So the messenger brings, when people go super duper corrupt, when people are very, 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 very corrupt, Allah sends a new messenger to bring a new religion.
No, you mean a new prophet.
No, a new messenger.
But you said...
But if people are not very corrupt, the religion is not lost, the message of the religion is not lost. Like, for example, in Islam now, people are corrupt. Even Muslims are corrupt,
yeah,
right? Like... But they are not... The message of Islam is not lost. So Allah would not send a messenger because the message of Islam is already there.
But you just said that prophet teaches a new religion and messenger...
No, the other way around.
Oh, but you...
So, let me put it on the board so that... Okay.
Who's better? Or who has more, like, responsibility?
Of course, the messenger. The messenger. Okay.
If
the teachings... of... the religion is not lost. But people are not serious about the religion. Allah sent the messenger. Allah sends the prophet. To make people take the religion serious. To make people take the religion. No, Allah sends a prophet to make people take the religion seriously. Like, like Muslims right now, well, can I claim that the teachings of Islam are lost? Can I say that the teachings of Islam are lost? No. For example, now, no one can say, for example, now, the teachings of Islam are still are well known. But people are not taking it seriously. Seriously. Then, okay, then Allah will send a prophet. Allah will not. Allah could send a prophet. Now, instead of a prophet, Allah sends reformers. Reformers. So Allah sends reformers. But could have sent prophets. But he could have sent prophets. Wasn't the last one. So we can really use a prophet right now, really well.
Yeah, if I was watching a YouTube video of someone praying and like in the middle, they would like while they were saying like thank you, like they like got a belt and started hitting their back.
Well,
If Allah knew that we would be corrupt, why did he put the seal of prophethood on himself?
Yes, that's a very good question. Why Allah chose to send us reformers instead of prophets?
What's a reformer?
Reformer is somebody who, an activist who tries to bring people back to Islam. Like, make the people take the religion seriously.
A social activist?
He's an activist that makes people, like for example, Imam Maududi in Pakistan. He's an imam that convinces people to take the religion seriously, to be serious about religion. So that's called a reformer. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees that people are the teachings of the religion are not taken seriously, okay? Not taken seriously, but they are still well known. Like right now, nobody is confused about what Islam is. We know Islam very well, but just people are not taking it seriously. So we need a prophet, not a messenger. But because Allah knew, Allah knew, just to address her question, Allah knew that where Muslims are not going to go that bad, Allah knew ahead of time that Muslims are not going to go so bad, they wouldn't need a prophet. They would just need a reformer.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
Actually,
Muslims went into idol worshipping, but few numbers. Like the ones who pray to the graves.
Yeah,
dead people.
Muslims think, how you drink something halal, at my old school, there's like this big feast thing, so they have like chicken and pig and everything, so before eating the pig, they just said bismillah and then ate it.
that's, it's like saying bismillah and drinking wine. Those people are ignorant about the teachings of Islam. It's just like this, there were two people arguing, an ignorant Muslim and a Christian. They were arguing. So the Christian says, Jesus is the Son of God. the Muslim, the ignorant Muslim said, shut up, Muhammad is the son of God. So he is just like totally, go ahead.
What exactly is religion?
Shut up.
It's like an activist that tries to make people take religion seriously.
Right, exactly. Just like Imam Maududi in Pakistan. Just like, he is, you know, ask your dad about him. He will tell you that he was a guy who is knowledgeable, and he was talking to people and telling them they need to take Islam seriously. Okay? So people were Muslims. Okay? They are Muslims. And they didn't go that far. And this is why Allah knew that Muslims are not going to really go to the level of needing a prophet. Because it goes like this. Reformer, this is how it goes. First of all, messenger. Messenger. And then under this goes prophet. And then under this go reformers.
So it's like
pyramid. Yeah, exactly. So Allah knew that Muslims will not really need a prophet. They just need a reformer. So Allah sends a lot of reformers. The Prophet ﷺ said, every 100 years, Allah will send to the Muslim a reformer to make people seriously. It's a hadith of the Prophet. That Allah will send every century a reformer that will convince people to take Islam seriously. That's a very good question because a lot of people don't know the difference. And they don't understand why Allah chose not to bring prophets to Muslims to make them take Islam seriously, because Allah knew that Muslims are not going to go that far.
So you were saying last week that prophets our communications between heavens and earth.
Right.
So is the reformers, do they know that they have been chosen by Allah, or are they just people that...
Just people like you and me who take Islam seriously and convince others to take Islam seriously.
And very knowledgeable.
Yeah, that's all. Just like normal people. Like you can have people who work in the MCA that are reformers. Just like... It doesn't have to be 10,000 people. Yeah. If you convince 4 or 5 people to take Islam seriously, then you're a reformer. You see? It's very simple and easy to be a reformer, and it does not require... Yeah. I'm not kidding. He's a reformer. See, if he is working to make Islam, to make people take Islam seriously... Yeah. If you are raising... But, yes, then she's a reformer. But let me tell you something. Reformers, generally, are different levels. You know, there is a dedicated reformer, very dedicated, and he convinces a lot of people to... take Islam seriously. And there are reformers that they are okay, but they are not doing dedicated so much. You see what I'm saying?
But you said there's one reformer every 100 years.
Oh, major reformer.
Or major.
Yeah, major reformer, like a super duper reformer, like somebody who convinces an entire nation, for example, to take Islam seriously. Like In the Middle East, there were reformers, many reformers in the past century that are well known that made a lot of people take Islam seriously. Go ahead.
Yeah, like a lot of reformers, like how you said, like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends major reformers like every century. Like what about like when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends Prophet Isa back down?
Yeah, Prophet Isa was a messenger, wasn't a prophet.
So like, but will Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala still like send reformers down, like when he sends?
Yeah, reformers are normal people. They are just people who are dedicated to make others take Islam seriously. That's it. See? You could be a reformer when you have like a halaqa, circle, and you invite others to the circle.
No, we go to that.
Yeah. And then, yes. Yeah. And you're being a reformer. You don't have to convince 10,000 people. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah. You don't have to convince 10,000 people to take Islam seriously. You will be a reformer for 5 people. You know? A major reformer is a reformer that does convince a lot of people. Go ahead.
So technically a reformer could be at any age.
Yeah.
Technically.
Yeah.
Because like, if you convince somebody to like wear the hijab,
that you're being a reformer for one person. And if you convince 5 people, you'll be a reformer for 5. Like, think of it this way. Like, if you convince 1 person, then you're a first degree reformer, for example. If you convince 10 people, then you're 10th degree reformer. Think of it that way. Like, the more people you convince, the more dedicated you are, the higher level of reforming you're being.
Which pretty much every Muslim is a reformer, I feel
like. No, some people are just for themselves. Righteous, self-righteous. They just don't work to change others. They just, you know, they just like having, they are just reformers, they are just righteous for themselves, but they don't really help others. Go ahead.
So, a major reformer would have the intention to, make
take Islam seriously.
And then minor ones would be middle, because major sometimes like.
Major is for an entire nation or a region. That's major.
Wait, so we got both on the news?
Yeah. Like, for example, Imam Maududi in Pakistan, like Hassan al-Banna in Egypt, like Abd al-Hamid. Ben Badis in Algeria. Those are people who changed more than one nation and made people take Islam seriously. It's called the revive Islam. Revival. Reviving Islam. Like Islam people abandoned Islam and those people convinced them to come back to Islam. Yes? Yes. Okay. So why Allah chose not to send prophets to prophets that will convince Muslims to take Islam seriously? And the answer is Allah knew.
Wait, so why Allah chose to not be prophet to start to reformers?
Yes. Okay. Allah knew that Muslims will not be so bad to need a prophet? A reformer will just be fine for them. A reformer is, or reformers are enough for them. Or a reformer is just enough. Is enough to do the job. You know? Now you understand what a prophet is and the reformer. So basically, the reformer is under a prophet. Just under, level under the prophet. Now a messenger, when the message is...
Do reformers get like the same...
No.
No,
no way. No way. Because prophets are so dedicated to the level that they, the remembrance of Allah, the way Allah stays, the way they focus about Allah is so much more than anybody else.
Wait, so technically Prophet Muhammad is not the last prophet, since like Isa al-Islam is going to come back on the Day of Judgment, right? And rule the earth.
Yeah, Prophet Isa is going to come back to revive Islam.
He never died.
Yeah, so,
where
is he going to
live? So it's like, he's not the last prophet.
No, nobody knows where is he going to come. Oh, actually, he's going to come down on Jerusalem, but he's going to fix the whole earth.
Is his name...
Wait, so Obama won't have any power?
Oh my God. Obama might not be alive, honey.
He will.
No, see, right now, we don't need a prophet. Why? Because righteousness is still around.
What,
like, here, example for United States. You have still justice around, right? You have a lot of justice. It's not perfect, but there's a lot of justice. You still find good people, okay? The goodness is still well established on earth. So you don't really need a prophet, okay? You need a prophet when the whole world goes crazy and corrupt. You go search for good people, you find one in every 10,000. Everybody's lying, everybody's cheating, everybody is really bad. I mean, this little, like a criminal or something like that. Huh?
Come to think of it, we technically have a school of righteousness.
Yeah, exactly. And a Sunday school teacher is a reformer to the students. Now a prophet, a messenger comes. A messenger is needed when the Quran is lost. A messenger is needed if Quran is lost.
Wait, so if the message of the Quran?
No, if the Quran is lost, there is no Quran around. Nobody knows about the Quran. In other words, no one knows the true teachings of Quran. People change the actual text of Quran. The actual text of Quran. To confuse, and others become confused about the religion, and others become confused about Allah. Who is Allah? About who is Allah. Like, for example, saying Allah's Trinity. Say Allah is Trinity. Like the God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Like the Christians' teachings, that they are confused about who is Allah is. So when the teachings of Islam, when the teachings of Quran are lost, and Quran is lost. Yes, three parts. It's like Allah's Trinity, like this. Allah, which is Father, it's called Father. Son, and Holy Ghost.
Ghost?
Yes, Holy Ghost. Which is most likely they mean Jibreel, Angel Jibreel alayhi salam. The one who made Maryam alayhi salam.
Do they believe in angels?
Yes.
Yeah,
they do.
Yes. Don't
so,
you see it? No, I know, but then
when Allah, when the people on earth thought that Allah's Trinity and nobody thought Allah's one unit, then Allah sent a messenger, and messenger Prophet Muhammad, to bring back the correct understanding of Allah. Go ahead.
It's supposed to be a messenger is in need. It's supposed to be, after is it supposed to be in need?
People?
A messenger is in need.
Okay, yes, yes. Okay. A messenger is needed?
Yes.
Is needed, yeah.
In need.
Now you can see, now you can tell me right now, easily, very easily, why Prophet Muhammad is the last prophet. Huh? Why is he the last prophet?
Because there's no other messenger after him.
Yes, because is there a way the Quran can it change?
No,
never. I mean,
absolutely not.
Allah said, Quran will be protected by me. Allah said, I will protect Quran myself. So no one will be able to change Quran. So this way, you know, no messenger is needed at all. Okay?
But what will happen if someone tries to change it?
People failed. People all over the history failed miserably. Any changes, they die away. They fade away. You can have 100 people believe in that change, but nothing on a large scale.
You're
you know?
Funny.
Huh?
You're funny. And you spelled needed wrong again.
Thank you for helping me. Thank you, dear.
You have a lot of homework.
And shouldn't it be a messenger is needed if the Quran is lost?
Yeah, if the Quran, we know what we're talking about.
Wait, can we not have that much homework?
Okay, just hold on. So, Allah, why Allah is not sending no more messengers? So, why Allah is not sending more messengers? The answer is that because he said or he promised that he will protect Quran, the text of Quran himself. He will protect the text of Quran himself. Now, how Allah is protecting the text of the Quran himself? Figure it out now.
Can we test that theory?
Huh?
Can we test that?
Yeah, it has been tested. People
really?
Made up...
Can we like write in the Quran and see if we...
No, no, no. You can write on the Quran, you can change the Quran, okay? But two, three people will believe in what you say. But you can't like have a major or a large number of people.
Because there's so many
it's like,
versions, like
right.
So many copies of the Quran.
Like, yeah.
If you think about it, there's already like 17 over there. Like 10 over there. And you have to change each and every single one the same exact way.
Yes.
And then there's always computer copies, and there's always copies.
Electronic copies, paper copies. You know? Good luck. Good luck convincing people that this is the true Quran. People will just go look up www.quran.net and say you're a liar. You know?
And then there's also like, sometimes you can have like a picture frame with the entire Quran on it.
Yeah, see? You know? It is zillions of copies. First of all, Allah protected, how Allah is protecting Quran. Number one, the language of the Quran is still alive. Which is what? Arabic. Is it still alive? Alive. And spoken by 250 million people. Million people. On earth. So basically,
I think there's more.
Huh? What?
There should be more people.
I'm just saying approximately. So if somebody says "Qul huwa Allahu Ahad" means Allah is five, we will tell him, the people who speak Arabic will tell him, hello, knock knock. Ahad means one. Ahad means one. So no one. You will have 250 million people who speak Arabic will stand up and say, you guys are crazy. Well, Ahad means one. Go ahead.
Isn't that what happened when, like, the plant, the plant that they were talking about?
The plane? Yeah.
He